The next patient is Lorraine Gillespie. The last name is Gillespie. First name Lorraine. This is a clinical case of an 88-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient has the laboratory workup that was done on September the 20th, in which the serum creatinine is 3.4, the BUN is 37, the carbon dioxide 20, chloride 108, and potassium 4.7. The patient has a GFR that is reported at 13 mLs per minute. It's similar to the prior determination. The patient has been losing weight. She's afraid of eating, and I stated that the restriction should be only to salt and potassium. The patient continues to lose weight, and then that is going to make a detrimental impact in her health. She is asymptomatic. Another point that is causing a lot of concern is the macular degeneration, and she has lost the vision in the left eye. And she is receiving intraocular injections on a monthly basis. Period. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, anemia. The patient is taking iron. The hemoglobin is 8.7. The hematocrit is 28. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under fair control. Today is 178 over 66. This patient is 88 years old. And we know that this patient has, they have the tendency to have systolic hypertension because of the hardening of the arteries, period. Following number macular degeneration, following number hyperuricemia. We're going to reevaluate the case in about 6 weeks. We discussed the supplementation with thiamine, B12, vitamin C, to see if we improve the general condition, period. We're going to have a discussion with the family and explain the uremic syndrome. And will they make a determination regarding the renal replacement therapy? We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.